Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up?
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, dude.
How you feeling?
Pretty good. I think we did a great job this Thanksgiving.
That turkey was delicious.
It was delicious, and our sides were pretty great.
Do you know how I like my turkeys?
Really, really undercooked, and then really crispy.
Yes. And stuffed.
Yeah.
Stuffed with thick, thick meat.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
do you ever have like a Thanksgiving turkey that was stuffed with sausage?
Oh no, I never did.
I haven't either. I just saw, like, I was watching America's Test Kitchen yesterday. Yeah, and they did that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That sounds good. Yeah. I have shoved lots of like kind of like rosemary and like lemon.
Yeah.
That's classic shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. So far so good. We're gonna eat ourselves into a food coma.
Yeah.
And the night is still young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But our friend told us to eat our night away.
Eat our night away. Yep. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And this night couldn't get any better.
With Texas leading, what is it, 34?
It's 30, is it not 34 to 10 right now?
34-10 to Texas Tech.
Sucking a dick.
You guys are dumb.
Suck a big dick.
That's what happens when you go to Memorial Stadium, Daryl K. Daryl K. Royal.
DKR, man.
Yeah.
It's solid, but
remember when they had so much confusion with the naming of this stadium a couple years back? Because they want like initially it was Memorial Stadium, then they changed it to DKR, and then they're like, no, we want to go back to both. Memorial Stadium, and then now they just use both. I think
it's DKR Memorial.
Yeah, it's like all of it.
Yeah. That's solid.
I did like that statue they put up though, of the soldier. You know what I'm talking about? It's like on the on the northeast side.
Yeah.
More east than northeast.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All of our listeners that aren't Longhorns are like, what are these guys talking about?
That doesn't matter. All that matters is that this game's going so well for us that we're recording this during the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this is the first time. This is a special treat for Longhorn fans, because normally we win by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah, to Iowa State.
Yeah. And
Yep. But so far so good on the thing. Sam, let's give these people the Thanksgiving special they've always wanted.
Okay.
With a movie today called Outrage Beyond.
Or Outrage 2.
Yes, which is from 2012.
Yeah.
Made in Japan.
Yep.
Beat Takeshi directed it.
Did we do the first Outrage movie?
I think we did.
Okay, I think we did.
I think
too.
We did.
Yeah.
I know we did Sono Tine.
Yeah, which was awesome.
I think we did a duel. We did both.
Yeah, you're right.
And Outrage Beyond was pretty fucking solid. It's a sequel 5 years after the first Outrage.
Yeah. Because something somewhat shocking happens at the end of the first Outrage.
Yes, and the thing that happens at the end is basically what happened in the end of the movie, those people pay for it for the rest of the second movie.
Yeah.
Which is solid.
Yeah.
And it all works out. It was just a great experience to watch both of these movies. Beat Takeshi, Sam, what do you think about, when I say Beat Takeshi, what do you think about?
Probably his character in Outrage 1. I used to, before Outrage, I would say, his character in Battle Royale. But he's just a super badass.
Yeah.
And, he's known as, his character, when he plays, what he plays on screen is a lot just his personality that seems to be just a super badass.
Yeah, it's weird
guy.
Because he used to be, he was known as being a comedian.
Really?
Before he...
Oh, with,
Yeah, that show they put on MXC.
Yeah.
MXC, yeah. That was his, but he was a comedian before he started doing this.
Yeah.
And actually, he's like a really nasty character in real life too.
Yeah,
He would beat the shit out of
paparazzi and
with
stuff.
Baseball bats and stuff. Yeah. Like he almost lives it a little too much.
I'm okay with it. He could do whatever he wants.
He does a great job though. Yeah.
He's just do whatever he wants.
Yeah. But it is, I've seen every gangster flick he's made, and he's made a lot of them. A lot of them.
Yeah. He stars and directs.
He wrote this one, too.
Yeah.
He usually writes and directs everything that he directs, he writes himself.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But in this case, I don't want to give away too much of this plot because it will give away the first plot. But essentially, there's some betrayal that goes on in the first.
It has to do with multiple Yakuza families,
and it's kind of like this idea of hierarchy within the system. I feel like
yeah, and like The first movie has like some betrayal and stuff in it, and yes. like a bunch of like conflicts that are pretty cool to see play out, because I would say the first one is much more action oriented. Like, there's a part where they blow up that building, and then like there's a lot more explosions and shooting and stuff like that. Not to say it's stupid, just to say like,
when did they blow up the building in the first Outrage?
It was like toward the end of it, whenever Beat Takeshi's like getting hunted by all of those dudes. Like, they don't blow up the entire building, but they're like shooting it all up with explosives and stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
But and this one, there's not so much of it, but it's still pretty cool, because I think I like this one because it's cerebral. It's like all of the stuff that
lots of strategery involved.
Yeah, all of the stuff that's like over the top in the first one is like real subdued in this one.
Yeah. But the violence in this one is still just as
hilarious.
It's good. It's visceral.
Yeah. There's a cool scene where a guy gets strapped in front of one of those baseball automatic pitching.
Yeah, you're in a batting cage.
At a batting cage, and it's like an automatic pitching thing, and he just like gets pelted in the head until he dies. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's a good scene. It's a good scene. I really enjoyed this movie, and this is coming from looking at everything he's done. There are a couple scenes that he's kind of known for and that he loves to do. One has to be with shit that goes down in an elevator.
Yeah.
Okay. I think in like three movies, he has something where a hit goes down in an elevator, which is kind of like when, at this point in time, when you watch it and you see him in front of an elevator, you can get excited because you know, oh, a hit's coming.
Yeah.
And he's doing it on purpose now.
Yeah. Right?
He knows you're going to see that. So that's really cool. The shots he uses with ladies, this is going to sound really pervy.
Okay.
But like the shots he does with ladies, as far as like transitioning from like, let's say like in a James Bond or a traditional Western movie where you're gonna have a like a saucy scene or like a some sort of like exposed lady like getting ready to do it, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's like it's a seamless thing of like the action, and then it's like you see the path of going to like it's like. Like how it works and how it unfolds. It unfolds right in front of you. The girl wants to attract the guy, and it all is like very smooth.
Yeah.
But with him, it's always like a cut scene to a girl ready to show you something. And it's always like that. It's always something, and then it's cut to that scene.
Yeah.
And it's very abrupt. And I don't know why he does it that way, but every time there's a girl,
oh, like with
every time there's like a sexy scene,
yeah, with like the girl who's supposed to be all over Otomo, and instead he's just like, nah, I'm cool, I don't need your weird services. She's like, okay, well, let me take off my clothes so you can.
But see,
describe
and then you just see him
tattoo.
Sitting on the couch, and then you just hear her the name is said off screen, and then it just cuts to her, in a totally different outfit, right. And he does it a lot. I don't know why, but it's a signature of his.
Yeah, he just likes to be goofy like that.
Yeah.
Like, he almost desexualizes it at that point, because it's just like, oh, that was unexpected.
Lots of cool shots in this movie. I like the shots in this movie better than I like the shots in Outrage. I feel like...
I think I did, too.
Outrage
especially,
was,
like, the night shots. Like, even though it's like, oh, another night shot. It's like, oh, cool, another night shot. Like,
well, it kicks off in a great way when they pull up the fucking car.
Yeah, that was cool.
That legit looked good.
That was better than the first one when they pulled up a guy.
Yeah.
It looked a lot better than them pulling up a guy. Just the angles that they had on the car were better.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, you're thinking of Sonatine.
When they pull up the guy?
Sonatine is the when they pull up the guy from the crane and they just drunk him. And they keep on dunking him and dropping him.
Yeah.
But it all blends in because he's the same fucking character.
Yeah.
He's never, with him, he's never the ultimate boss in any of the Yakuza movies.
No.
And so that's kind of cool to see. And it's the same thing. I feel like Outrage 1 is more about the plight of, like, the middle manager.
Yeah.
Right? And in this one, it's like the... upper
the
level guys get their comeuppance.
Yeah, the upper level guys get their comeuppance, and then the old dogs who get like pushed around, like Kumura and Otomo, are
basically,
we can still fuck everything up too.
Yeah. And it gets one of those like the classic kind of like these young punks don't know any honor compared to us old style Yakuza.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like something that he likes to do in a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's what he likes to do in a lot of them.
Yeah.
But also his use of violence in this one, I feel, is more classic compared to Outrage. Outrage was different and interesting because you had so many back and forth tit for tat violent acts in an all out war. Most of Beat Takeshi's shit you get a mix of like on-screen violence, like the baseball scene, yeah. but you also just hear gunshots and see the aftermath. Yeah, and yeah. that's more
which he did.
In he this did a movie shit too. Ton in this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's a lot more his style in all of the other movies that he's done.
Hmm.
So I don't know why he went back to doing that, but I think like this movie is more contemplative than the first
yeah,
movie.
I think like I was saying, like this movie is a lot more kind of like story driven and yeah. kind of like conflict driven without needing to like bash people's faces in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do that a little bit. Like,
and they do it well too. I mean, like they do some creative killing scenes and creative violent scenes.
Yeah.
That are still really badass and very him.
Yeah.
But like the way it is, I wouldn't say it's more of a. The third act is pretty high paced. I think the third act happens pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then
first act is pretty slow.
Pretty slow. Really second slow act, I mean, it's just a build up. It's yeah. really a revenge flick build up.
Yeah.
Outrage was more of like first for actually it all kind of gets set in motion the first.
Yeah, I would say the first movie is like just kind of like action styled. It's not yeah. really a revenge flick, even though people no. kind of look for revenge.
Yeah.
It's more just kind of like these are the conflicts that Yakuza face.
And it was one of those things that I feel like the message of that one is like, look how lowly, like even though these guys are like grown men and they're middle managers and pretty high up, they're still being played like pawns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the whole movie was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And this movie don't see it so much, which no. is kind of nice.
Except the jerk, like police officer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
From the first movie, by the way.
Who is a great menacing character.
Yeah. So should we talk about like how they should probably watch the first movie before watching this at all.
This is true.
I think that like we were talking about the scores being sort of low on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. Well, actually, Rotten Tomatoes is not that low, but like yeah. IMDb and elsewhere, and that could be in part because if you don't watch the first movie, this movie makes no sense to you.
No, exactly. The like, first movie. Well, if it when it does start to make sense, you'll get it eventually. But by the yeah. time you get it, you just won't care.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as meaningful. It's kind of like a Lord of the Rings like trilogy.
Because this cop. And in the end, if you put the two in together,
yeah.
it might be just like the story about like when you leave the first movie, you're like, man, this cop is such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Right? And he's high on the hog and all happy about what he's doing because he's yeah. the ultimate puppet master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's more so in the second. Yeah. Right? So you get to see how that all plays out in the end. And it ends in a perfect way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So let's talk favorite scene and what you liked generally.
Okay.
Sure.
My favorite scene is probably the one where they're hucking the baseballs at that guy's face.
Because I thought it was funny. It was good.
That was very
That character
silly.
Is very...
Plus, I hated that character in the first
He's
one.
He's menacing.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, cool. I'm glad yeah. you're getting killed in
sure,
this
sure,
funny
sure.
way.
That was good.
Thing I liked overall generally is just the way that like a lot of the cinematography is...
It's probably one of his best cinematography things since Zatoichi.
Yeah, like... Everything just looks pretty good, and like it's kind of repetitive.
Yeah,
because you don't really have like they don't have a whole lot of sets or anything like that. They don't go to a lot of different places. It's basically the three places you're at are like outside on some streets, like near a pier or something, inside in like one of the boss's offices, and then inside the police station. That's kind of it.
Yeah,
and even though those are the only three real places that you're in the entire movie, it still looks pretty cool throughout. And I think a part of that is due to the fact that when we watched like Only God Forgives,
yeah.
there's a lot of those cool night shots where it's like the colors are really neoned out. But then yeah. you have all those other shots that are kind of like in Bronson where it's like super saturated.
Yeah.
He kind of does the same thing in the sense that he gets like those super saturated shots, mm-hmm. but he doesn't let the color overwhelm the viewer.
No.
It's really subtle and restrained.
Yeah.
And so it all looks...
It looks really good.
Like you want to keep watching it just because it looks nice.
It's crystal clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Andy?
The tracking shots especially.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those, oh, my
yeah,
God. Yeah, the yeah. tracking shots of like going into the even like the first crime scene.
Uh-huh.
Or like the last tracking shot I could think of. Was when they're making all the hits on the offices, and then they're tracking through the whole office, and it winds up going outside, and you see the bodies outside in the
yeah,
stairwell,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
right? It was just well done.
Yeah.
Really good directing. In general, I'd say just watching it, because these shots seem very planned, and there wasn't a wasted shot as far as it.
I agree.
Characters are always good. The, like, I liked the... restrained sense of, I like my favorite character was probably Kimura.
Yeah.
You know, just because of like what he had to go through.
Yeah. Plus, yeah. He bites off his own finger.
Yeah.
Part of his own
That's a great scene.
That's an awesome scene. Yeah.
But like the loss of the two kids, you know,
yeah.
That's a solid. That's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good storyline.
It was kind of sweet to see like later when he had their picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like those weren't his kids or anything. Those are just like some of his friends' kids.
Yeah. 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 And who he kind of mentored.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this, you know, it was. My favorite scene will be the drill bit scene.
Oh, yeah.
I won't talk about it anymore, but just like when that happened,
yeah.
When that scene happens, you know this is like when everything's going to pick up, and this
that's
is what
basically the beginning of the
know.
Third act.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they're just like now we're going to accelerate.
Now we're going to kick. We're coming for blood,
yeah.
Right? And so that's when you get excited.
We're Steven Seagal out for justice.
Out for justice under siege.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was really good. Cinematography was great.
Yeah.
I just think the shots, you don't get bored watching it, I don't think.
Yeah, even though it's not, like I said, even though there's not like a whole variety of places to look at and stuff like that, cinematography is great. By the way, cinematography is done by a dude named Yanagishima.
He's done like all Katsune. The ones that he's done.
Yeah,
with
he's done all of B. Takeshi's movies. Sanatine, Kikujiro.
Oh, Kikujiro, have you ever seen Kikujiro?
No, I've heard it's really
good.
Cool though.
It's good,
right?
Yeah,
it's about the.
That's
more
of a comedy.
Yeah, it's not a killer thing. It's like one of their more lighthearted fares. Battle Royale, Zatoichi, first outrage movie. So it just looks compelling.
Yeah,
and like it's interesting because B. Takeshi does a really good job at holding back the things that would explain the movie for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like if you're the kind of viewer who like. Like, this isn't the kind of movie you could figure out what was going on if you were just, like casually watching it, you know?
You have to watch it, and then you have to know that you just have to take it on faith that what they're talking about now, if you don't understand it now, you'll realize what they're talking about later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much so that it might be worth watching this a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Outrage, was pretty solid in that regard. I don't think there's a scene that we don't like. Why don't we talk about what you thought could have been better? It's going to be kind of nitpicky. Because
I wish there was some more music.
That was totally sparse compared to the first one.
Yeah,
even.
The first one had quite a lot of music. This one, sorry, this one doesn't have too much music. And I know some parts are like really cool because there's no music.
Yeah.
Like whenever they're talking with Mr. Fuse or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Like when there's no music there, that makes sense because he's like such a dominant figure.
He is
the big boss.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But some of the other parts, I wish they had some music. Like when they're first. At the batting cages, the very first time of
normal
people who are just playing at the batting cages, they could have had music there, or whenever like they keep following him around.
Oh sure, sure.
Otomo around, things like that. It would have been cool to hear some music. But,
yeah, I mean, like
that would be my only real gripe.
I don't know what it is because, like, I know the first movie, he got a guy to sound like Joe Hisaishi because he's not. B. Takeshi had a falling out with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one. I was surprised at how little music there was.
Yeah.
Like, I would say there's probably, like, 5 minutes of music in it.
Yeah, there's
like,
very little.
There's very little sound. It's just, like, and it makes it almost, like...
Eerie.
Eerie, like you're, like, a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was going to say is the way that they shoot in the town. And I'm beginning to think that B. Takeshi has, like, the pulse as far as, like, how to keep... Like, you know, the urban jungle, like, really interesting to look at.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Think about how much cement is in this movie.
Yeah.
But it's all fun to watch and fun to look at. And the settings are still varied, but, you know, it's just total urban jungle.
Yeah, even like, the scenes for, like, there's the one where Otomo just changes cars. Like, he goes from his black Lexus into a silver Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, the way it's set up is, like... The cars are kind of in the foreground. In the background, you see all of the buildings and stuff of Japan.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of something that I didn't like. I would have liked to see one extra scene that happens logically after the scene that it ends with of him going to the funeral.
Oh, yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
But maybe he's saving that for Outrage 3.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so far, so good. I really enjoyed the movie. What would you give it and why?
I would give Outrage Beyond a solid 8.
Good.
It's a pretty cool movie.
Good, good, good.
The story was interesting to follow. It's like required watching to watch the first one. If you haven't seen the first one, the second one, like, it'll make sense, but it'll make sense 30 minutes after it would have for anyone who watched the first one.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's just kind of confusing without that. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was pretty cool.
I liked it a lot, too. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay.
7.5 is, I think, what I gave the first Outrage.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. But, I mean, I liked it. Outrage was one of those movies when I watched it. I was like, oh, it's Beat Takeshi on steroids, because it is. It's lots of hits back and forth. And with this one, I feel like you kind of have that, since it has the Outrage brand on it, that I feel like you expect what happened in the first one and then some.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to watch, but the only reason why I don't give it higher, because I really think that I like this one better, just because it winds up, things happen in this movie that you wanted to happen in the first one,
yeah.
And I like this movie better that way. Violence is not, the hits aren't as cool, but the reason why I'm not going to give it higher than 7.5 is because if you don't see the first one, this movie will mean nothing.
Yeah.
Not even like, oh, I didn't care about the characters. You just be like, why the fuck is any of this happening?
Yeah. It's very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a mix of not just like Team 1 and Team 2. It's a mix of like 3 or 4 Yakuza like brands.
Yeah.
And like big groups and then tiny families within that group.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an awesome movie, but you have to put the time in to watch the first one. But I'm serious. If you enjoy the first one, you'll definitely enjoy the second one.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So 7.5 for me.
Yeah.
8.0 from Sam.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking close.
Yeah. So, yeah. Check the movie out. I think you guys will like it. Thanks as always for listening to us and supporting us and everything. And, yeah. Bye.
Bye.